I will be inclined to be a bit cautious because since the communique of the IGAD countries have come out, there have been further developments as we speak, you know, in the past few hours. And I'm waiting for confirmation development. But if this was confirmed, it means that Sudan is trying to wiggle free from the commitment that General Burhan has taken, and this would be a very odd situation.
What exactly do you think the developments are? Because according to this announcement, both sides are willing to sign a cessation of hostilities agreement.
This is indeed the case. Now, this is the official outcome of the meeting of the IGAD. However, 24 hours later, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Sudan issued a statement saying that the communique of the IGAD did not reflect the resolution reached in the Assembly of Head of State correctly, and therefore they were warning that the communique need to be corrected or otherwise Sudan would not be bound by the agreement.
What do you think the Sudan Ministry of Foreign Affairs could be referring to? According to this article, Al-Burhan had emphasized that any political settlement must involve the evacuation of civilian facilities and homes. Is that what they are talking about?
In front of his peers, Lieutenant General Burhan committed to agree to an unconditional ceasefire at a meeting, one-to-one with Lieutenant General Hemeti, the head of the Republic of Forces, for reaching a ceasefire unconditionally. While the statement from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs puts all the conditions that have led to the failure of previous attempts for ceasefires, which is the evacuation of capital by the Republic of Forces and other conditions that are basically indicating that there is no political will on the side of those who are speaking on behalf of Sudan to end this war. And by that, I am referring to the factions of the Islamist movement who are fighting along the Sudanese army. Imagine, James, that President Biden goes to a summit in Asia and signs an agreement with President Xi of China, and before his return to the homeland, then the Secretary of State and the State Department issued a statement saying that agreement reached with China binding, according to the foreign ministry. This is exactly what happened.
It doesn't seem to me you are optimistic a peaceful deal can come out of the IGAD summit.
Well, this is, as I said, these are events that are happening in rapid succession. It has been, a moment in which we believe the IGAD meeting was a real breakthrough in the negotiations for a cessation of hostilities and humanitarian access and possibly a permanent ceasefire. However, the statement from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs basically is putting all this in question. So we'll need to see if Burhan is going to, honor the commitments he gave before his peers, or is he going to, follow the instructions that are outlined in the statement from the foreign ministries.